Welcome back to Know Your States, Know Your Community. I'm Jack Peterson, and I'm here with Jim Healy, as always. And we move on now to the natural state, ranked 33rd in population, home to just over 3 million people. The 25th state inducted into the Union on June 15th, 1836. We're talking about Arkansas with Chad Landrum. Hi, Chad. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Jack.
Pleasure. This is the second time we've asked you to talk about Arkansas on KRFY, but we can get into it maybe a little more this time around. Where'd you grow up in Arkansas?
That'd be Mountain View.
Okay.
North Central. Claim to fame is the folk music capital of the world.
How did it get that title? Is somebody from there that we know?
There's plenty of people there from there that we know, but Jimmy Driftwood is the guy who had he teamed up with the Back to the Landers. There's a major group of hippies that landed in Stone County, and Jimmy Driftwood was a high school history teacher. He probably taught more than that, because the Timbo High School probably had about 50 people in it, max. And he did it by writing songs. And I'm sure, Jim, you know, and Jack probably too, about how that generation, my parents' generation of hippies, really tried to connect with, get back to the land, right? And they, some of the locals, people who were longtime Arkies, embraced them. Actually, a lot of them did, and some didn't. And Jimmy was one of the locals who did embrace the Back to the Land movement. They teamed up and built this thing that became the Ozark Folk Center.
Okay.
And there's a huge auditorium. Well, huge by Mountain View, Arkansas standards anyway. And at the time when I was growing up, it was in its big glory, and all of the schools throughout the county would have every grade perform a folk song at the folk center. And it was always a big to-do.
You used a phrase or word that describing somebody from Arkansas, an Arky?
Sure.
That's new to me.
New to me too. Yeah.
I would think of like an
Arkansan, I would guess. I don't know.
Oh, Arky's better.
Yeah.
How large is Mountain View when you were growing up?
It was about 2,000 people then. It's probably boomed to 3,000 by now.
Okay. Jimmy Driftwood, I became familiar with him with the Battle of New Orleans.
Right.
You know, in 1814, we took a little trip down the Mississippi to the
Mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans
and we fought the bloody British in the town of New Orleans.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And he also wrote Tennessee Stud.
Okay. That's a cool one.
Yeah. I understand he wrote thousands.
Another recognized denonym for someone from Arkansas, besides an Arky and an Arkansan, you might be called an Arkansawyer. Have you heard that?
Yep.
Really?
Arkansawyer. Wow. What's the geography like around Mountain View? How would you describe it?
It's hilly. They'd call it mountains. Stair Gap, if you're coming up from the south, coming up from Little Rock and the Arkansas River, you're going to come up over one ridge that's going to be all sandstone, and that's where you find the town of Clinton. A little Red River runs through there, and then the next ridge, things start to clear up a little bit. The water's muddier going into the Arkansas, but once you get up toward the White River, it comes out cleaner. More limestone in that second ridge, and it goes for more than 100 miles.
Okay. Now, do you get snow?
On occasion, what you get is ice. My recollections of growing up in the hills was we had a 1 mile long driveway that was dirt and rock, downhill, Well, I should back up there a little bit. It was really uphill both ways.
Yeah.
In the highs. But no, the reality is that we lived down in a holler, and the highway was up on the ridge, and there was no other house. It was just us, 1 mile down the bottom of this holler. And every now and then we'd get a storm that would freeze everything. I mean, we're talking half an inch or more of ice on everything. Whoa. You cannot drive anything. So we'd be stuck.
Did you skate down that mile?
I mean, sometimes I think part of my personality is shaped by one of those big freezes. Our pond froze and all the kids are out playing tag and grab ass on the frozen pond. And I fell down, knocked me out, and I woke up all alone, cold, and I came wandering in, and my parents were asking me questions, and they kind of panicked, and I chained up the old van, and we drove about 2 hours to get me to Little Rock to the hospital so that I could get checked out by a real doctor. Huh. So I remember coming to, and there was snow just kind of wafting around the back of that van. I was cold and miserable, and I sure wish I'd woken up and come to sooner.
Where were the other kids? Did they just...
there were seven of us, and something like that happened. We just get out of there. It was like, you don't want to take responsibility for it.
Scram. Yeah.
Well, Chad fell down. Let's leave.
Yeah. Your folks come from... I mean, we want to... keep focused in Arkansas, but you mentioned they were part of a back to the land movement. And
sure.
Where'd they come from, and why Arkansas of all the places that they could go in the country?
You know, well, Dad was from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Mom was from Ohio.
And in the middle. I gotcha.
Well, kind of that, and there was really cheap land.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a draw, and it was pretty. All these things, but what a lot of the folks in that generation came to realize in throwing away, like forsaking money and tuning in and dropping out and all of that, if you want to be able to live a alternative lifestyle, you need to be able to feed yourself and entertain yourself. And it turned out that most of the people who bought land in Arkansas, cheap, bought land that you couldn't feed yourself on.
Mm.
Yeah. Brings to mind a Arkansas saying, probably never heard of this, maybe so, root hog or die. You ever heard that one?
No.
So, I mean, Arkansas is known for razorbacks and all that. Mm-hmm. Well, and that was the thing. We hunted wild hogs in Arkansas when I grew up.
Mm-hmm,
but the root hog or die is like, you got to find some way to make a living.
Otherwise.
Are those hogs, are they native to Arkansas? Are they?
There's no hogs native to North America as far as I know of. I mean, there's a javelina and a peccary, and those are kind of maybe hogs, but no, they're European imports, and they keep doing it.
Yeah.
So it started out a long time ago. There were some Russian boars, and I think maybe there's been a little bit of that reintroduced, but mostly now it's just domestic hogs that somebody turned out and let them eat acorns, and hopefully they'll gather them up and make bacon out of them eventually.
Huh.
Okay. From acorns to bacon. Yeah. I think there's an industry
bacon,
there.
Good ham, too.
Yeah. I've never seen a wild hog or wild boar in my life, personally. Never been in that part
go
of the country.
Go down to Arkansas.
I guess I got to. Yeah.
Now, is where Mountain View, is that in the Ozarks?
Very much.
Okay. And I've never been to the Ozarks are they high, the mountains? All I've known is the Ozark Mountain Daredevils, the music group. Yeah. You know, so the Ozarks, I've heard they're lovely.
Oh, okay. There's a thing. Okay. There's a thing. Like, we just talked about how many people are there, and we're in a place where we're kind of like putting the foot down. There's always people talk about how pretty Arkansas is, and then if somebody who's from Arkansas is always going to say, well, but what about the chiggers and the ticks and the cottonmouths and the spiders and the poison ivy and the
humidity?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's not the heat that kills, but the stupidity.
Okay.
So the Ozarks are they're a minor mountain range in Missouri and Arkansas, and that's it, right? Or are there, I guess I don't know. I don't really know anything about it other than that.
I just had a wonderful experience hunting elk in southeastern Idaho near Salmon.
Uh-huh.
And in Salmon, we're at the Continental Divide. And on the Columbia River side of it, it breaks off fast and the water goes fast. And it was a neat deal because my son had a tag for the Montana side. I had a tag for the Idaho side. And we hunted on his side. And you could just see that the land just has a real gradual taper. Well, it tapers all the way from that point to the Mississippi River. And what the Ozarks really are is their eroded plateau. There's a little bit of upthrust, but more than anything, it's just the slope of that whole Mississippi drainage. And the really cool thing about the Ozarks is the springs that happen, the springs and caverns and the karst topography, because all the water that goes down underground from the Rockies to all across the Great Plains percolates back out in springs and those hollers in the Ozarks.
Huh. No.
There's amazing, this is like springs that are just boiling up water, bigger than this room.
Clear water. Good drinking water. What's southern Arkansas like as it goes down towards Louisiana?
Boy,
geographically,
I mean, it's flat.
Okay.
Delta. It's farmland and timberland and. My limited experience there was it was a totally different culture. And I mean, South has a lot of that history of various culture stuff. I got to work on a catfish farm down there.
Don't leave us hanging. Tell us more.
Well, that's what southern Arkansas is like. It's farming one thing or another. There's a lot of rice. I think Arkansas probably raises more rice than any other state.
Let's go back to the catfish. How do you farm catfish?
Right. Well, you start with a big hunk of land.
Okay.
And you scrape the soil out, and you make this flat land into ponds and acres of it. I was working for an outfit called the Baxter Land Company. It's really well-to-do southern guy in the 30s in the Depression when everybody else was starving out and losing their farms. Mm-hmm. Well, he was just paying back taxes on everybody's farms and collecting the land. So, I mean, I don't know, they had 30,000 acres, something like that. So big equipment, industrial, tractors and make a pond like stacked. It's like a quilt of ponds with levees all in between. And they're not very deep. It's only about 6 feet deep and the water gets warm and you have to keep, paddle wheels going to keep circulating the water, keep enough oxygen in it. At night, what's really crazy is you feed all these catfish a lot of food. The waste goes off and it actually takes the oxygen out of the water at night because the algae and things that live off of it die at night. So that's when you have to really watch the ponds and make sure you don't wind up with dead catfish. We did. We had a pond. One of the ponds got dead, and I had to go pull the plug. So, what a nasty job. 100,000 dead catfish floating in this pond.
Oh, my God.
What a bouquet.
And the plug in it is just like a 10 or 12 inch
PVC. So you
PVC.
Could drain it.
Drained it like a bathtub, but somebody had to go down and pull the plug. So I do that. I swim back out, go take a shower. Coming out of there the next day, it's all drained out. And there was a set of tracks that were bigger than my size 12, so with only three toes on each one of those feet. I was swimming around with a big old gator.
No way.
So that's something that, you get in southern far, Arkansas.
That far north.
You get you get alligators in Arkansas. Yeah.
I've never heard of alligators in Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
This is, okay, so what Chad, I think, is trying to do here is after hyping up the Ozarks, he's now trying to scare us away and say, actually, don't come to Arkansas. You might be eaten by a gator. You might end up swimming through a pond.
And smelly catfish.
Yes. Okay.
And the chiggers and the ticks.
Oh, man, the cottonmouths. If you wait until you have a cottonmouth chasing you when you got no lights.
This is a snake?
That's a snake. The water moccasin. They actually do get aggressive and really and truly do come after people. I've had it happen more than once.
You've been chased by a snake? Those are very poisonous, aren't they?
Knock on wood. I haven't been bitten yet. My brother has.
They'll come after you.
They will.
Okay. Well, there you go. Another reason not to go to Arkansas. Sorry, Chad.
Give us some reasons to go to Arkansas.
Let's flip that around.
I think I told you guys the last time if you're familiar with the Wild and Scenic Rivers Act.
Correct.
There's national rivers all over this country, and the very first one is in Arkansas, and it's called the Buffalo River, and it is an absolute beautiful gem of a stream paddleboard down or canoe.
Does it flow into the Mississippi?
It flows into the White.
Okay.
It flows into the White at near Norfolk, Mountain Home. So that's definitely a good thing to do. There's all kinds of nice hiking. The Ozark Highlands Trail goes like 160 miles. Had a real fun experience on there. I went to school at Arkansas Tech. And that's Russellville. Just north of there is all the Ozarks, and just south of there is the Ouachitas. Well, I thought it'd be a real fun thing to do one winter break to go hike that trail. It's only 165 miles. I think we could average 20 plus miles a day and knock it out in our little winter break. Well, when the time came, school was out, it snowed about 8 or 10 inches.
Mileage becomes different.
I couldn't even get close to the trailhead. We had to start bushwhacking. And we were very well provisioned, though. I took an iron skillet, a sack of taters, some venison steaks, some bottles of wine, a full Pentax K1000 camera with a 300-millimeter lens and a .22 rifle. That was my backpack.
I was going to say, how heavy is that pack?
I think it was about 70 pounds. And then I threw in some rubber boots on account of the snow. We made it about 60 miles that first week, and it was such a wonderful experience of hiking. Never seeing somebody else in these great camps. We made a point of doing it three consecutive years and always in the coldest week of the year.
70 pounds.
Yeah. I lightened it up. I still carried iron skillet the whole time just because. Okay. but the bottles of wine stopped and we went to whiskey.
Uh-huh.
Got to be a little bit a little
lighter. Yeah. That's a lighter. Yeah. Because of the.
Do you get back to Arkansas?
Last time was for my mom's funeral.
Okay. I was going to ask you in terms of having moved away. When you go back, what are your feelings? What have you missed, or what have you not missed? When you go back?
Did I mention the ticks and chiggers and snakes? And
I think you did earlier in this conversation.
Don't miss that at all. I can promise you, not at all. The people, just the kindness and how friendly people are. Like everybody. It's easy going, it's a little bit slower pace than a lot of places I've been.
Would you talk a little bit about, before we went on the mics, you mentioned Arkansas is considered mid-south.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if there's even any more worth talking about there. It's just, there it is. It's north of Louisiana.
But for some reason, I consider maybe Kentucky and Tennessee in the South.
Yeah.
And they're
well, yeah. They are. Going back to the Civil War times, they fought for the Southern states mm-hmm, and seceded mm-hmm. from the country and all that. So the cultural things that are different is all of that land that's really flat is land where there were huge plantations and slavery was really part of what drove economies and culture. By the time you got up to the hills and the Ozarks, that it was, like I mentioned, too poor of ground to really make a living on, let alone have a fancy plantation. So it's always been kind of a really poor area.
Yeah, I'm looking at the map, and it's bordered by six states. You know, it has even a little bitty part of Texas mm-hmm. in the southwestern corner. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure there's a story behind, obviously, the eastern border is the Mississippi River, but the other parts of it, how it got that little squiggle up at the top.
Well, that's the Red River.
Is that the Red River? That's does that follow the Red River?
That's the first part of it does.
Yeah. How about that little part of Texas that sort of juts over rather than letting Arkansas continue down?
Texas got to be bigger than anybody.
Yeah.
Oops, don't tell Alaska.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk. We haven't mentioned Little Rock yet, both the capital and the largest city. Have you spent any time in Little Rock, Arkansas?
Little Rock was the only place to go for a really big music show. We could get that folk music in Mountain View, but if you wanted to go listen to AC/DC, it's going to happen in Little Rock.
AC/DC does Little Rock.
It's like it's right in the middle of the state, more or less. Little Rock is.
Yeah,
kind of.
Isn't that where a capital should be?
I would say so.
Yeah.
Makes sense to me. But yeah, that's anyway. And I have always thought that we should probably move the nation's capital to like St. Louis or something. That would make a little more sense geographically. I don't know. What
there's silence there, Jack. Okay.
No well, agreement the there.
Wheels get turning, you know, and you're trying to be as politically correct as possible.
I don't know what else is there to say about Little Rock. It is the character of a city. It's about the size of Spokane, it seems like. How would you compare those two towns to each other?
Pretty darn similar, really. Yeah. I'm big enough that I can get uncomfortable in them if I spend any time at all. I'm very much a country boy.
Yeah. Do you know why it's called Little Rock? Is there an actual Little Rock?
I really don't know. Yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of houses and buildings.
We've been talking for a little while. We haven't mentioned food yet.
I was going to think about that. You know, if one is visiting Arkansas, what should one have?
Well, didn't I just tell you about working at a catfish farm?
Yeah.
Okay. No, you're talking about the cottonmouth chasing you.
Yeah. Well, that's all part of it. But I think you're going to have some catfish.
Get catfish.
Okay. How do you prepare it? What's the best way to eat it?
Fried or blackened. Okay. They're the only two ways that I could recommend it.
Okay. So what along with the catfish should I
have? Well, you're going to have some hush puppies.
Of course.
And some coleslaw.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, that's really all you need.
A little blackened catfish.
Probably.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Well, we've looked at the time. It's
been, yeah, it's gone by.
We're pretty much there.
Chad, before we let you go, is there anything about Arkansas we haven't talked about that you want listeners to know?
Hey, I just thought of something.
Go ahead.
Here's the thing. Arkansas is the only state where you can find a diamond in the dirt.
That's in a state park, isn't it?
It is. Murfreesboro State Park. You can go down there and crater of diamonds, dig for diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep.
People really do it, and sometimes really
they get
find a
big rock.
Valuable gem.
Wow. Well, that's pretty cool.
So there you go.
Didn't know that. All right. Arkansas, a diamond in the rough. That's Chad. Chad right Landrum, on. Thanks for being here for this.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.